All the Ways to Cut and Cook a Carrot by Elizabeth Deanna Morris Lakes, with illustrations by Aram Hahn. Whole. In the garden, I see you sneak with a carrot to the hose and find you, legs splayed, back against the house and face to sun, chewing your most recent harvest. So much chewing to process the carrot into swallowable pieces, but the joy in earth to hand, to hose, to mouth. Shaved. I held the carrot flat against the cutting board, peeling ribbons down its length and hoping each time it landed on the board and not on the floor. Coiled into roses, placed in a bowl, and sprinkled with apple cider vinegar, olive oil, almonds, salt and pepper from the mill. You said eating them was vulval, layered tenderness. Baby carrots. Baby carrots are a lie, you said, and we will not have them in this house. Matchsticks. Instead, you took our sharpest knife and cut the whole carrots into matchsticks, the carrots bending to one side with each slice. You placed them upright in a half-pint mason jar and packed them in my lunch with French onion dip. At my desk at work, this was what I masticated on to stay awake in the long afternoons. Oblique cut. For roasting, you chopped the carrot up its length an inch at a time, a 45-degree angle, a slight roll with each cut. These carrots turned crisp at the edges with soft, warm insides, the roots' sweetness having expanded and bloomed. You tossed the carrots with cumin and smoked paprika. We ate them from a common bowl with a shared fork, orange jewels. Julienne. For someone who saw it once a month, I've never known someone to be so afraid of blood. Not horrified or disgusted, but afraid. When I gasped as I julienned the carrots for our noodle soup, the knife slicing the joint of my curled knuckle, you looked up and flushed before draining white. So I alone held pressure to my finger, found the gauze and tape, wiped up and disinfected from where the blood had dripped on the cutting board and vinyl floor. I even added the julienned carrots, ones in a bowl, uncontaminated, to our broth and let them simmer, one-handed. I ladled the broth over noodles in shallow bowls and, one at a time, carried them to the table. And yes, I sulked. And as the steam rose up to your cheeks and color returned, I saw your face relax and unfurl. You slid your chair to me and scooped the soup into the spoon and then my mouth. The intimacy so intense that when your mouth replaced the soup, it held the same heat, except instead of satiated, my hunger grew. Blended. After cutting them into coins and steaming them, the carrots went into the fridge overnight. In the morning, they went into a blender with a frozen banana, frozen pineapple, an inch of turmeric, and orange juice. The smoothie nearly glowed, existing perfectly between orange and yellow. Carrots aren't breakfast, you told me, as I rolled my eyes and took a long sip from a straw, the threat of brain freeze crystallizing on my tongue. Shredded. The next morning, I shredded carrots on the large side of a box grater and stirred them into buttermilk and eggs. I sifted flour, baking soda and powder, cinnamon, nutmeg, and salt on top before folding it in. After I fried a whole stack, I brought you the plate of carrot cake pancakes and you squealed. "I guess carrots are breakfast," I said, and you screeched and I cackled, and we ate the pancakes together, thighs touching, on the couch.